Last Thursday's report from the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky shows some improvement in the 13-state region. But the 25 million people living in the mountains and foothills of Appalachia are struggling to keep up with the health gains of the rest of the nation. Dr. Tony Weaver, Assistant Dean for the University of Kentucky's Rural Physicians Leadership Program in Moorhead, says it will take more than increased spending to make a change.
The determinants of life expectancy are things like the income, the type of job you have, your educational level, your ability to exercise, and your diet. Those are basic things that are hurting us across the spectrum, both from the time we're well into some of these chronic illnesses. And if we could make changes there, I think we can actually impact this.
Appalachia lags behind in 33 out of 41 public health indicators, including 7 of the top 10 causes of death in the United States. Weaver says a lack of healthcare professionals is only partially to blame.
It is a part of it, certainly, but we would not solve the problem simply by creating more doctors who practice the way previous generations have practiced. That is, I don't think that Eastern Kentucky needs more antibiotics, more pills, and more surgery. I think they need a change in the way that people doctor.
Weaver believes the key to solving the problem boils down to adjusting lifestyles and mindsets.
The least educated and the least able to take care of themselves people are the ones who are pursuing these really bad lifestyle habits. And then that disables them early, and then we spend the money on the disability. So you're going to spend the money. The question is, do you get the benefits of it, or do you just simply do remediation the rest of their life?
He adds, the first step on the road to a more statistically healthy Appalachia may be education.
And it may not be that you can force education on people as a way of improving their life expectancy. But the first thing we got to do is try that and see, because it's pretty clear that more educated people live longer. And this is obviously one of our problems is then as a state where we allocate our money. If we take it out of education, then we, in effect, we just turn that money right back around and put it into excess health care costs and lost productivity. You can't win when you're doing that sort of thing.
The new study found central Appalachia, comprised mostly of eastern Kentucky, leads the rest in deaths from heart disease, cancer, lung disease, diabetes, and other injuries. While Weaver would like to see more doctors and services in his neck of the woods, he contends that real progress will likely depend on the support of Appalachian educators. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.